24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello. This is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
And I truly thank God for everybody coming on via the internet. I just muted everyone except myself. I just want to check one more time. If you can hear me, just raise your hand. All right. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to ask that if you could get your Bibles and go with me to Psalm 91. We're going to go to Psalm 91. And the Lord laid this upon my heart. And the word of the Lord reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." The other text that I would like to use today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21 through 27. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And I'm going to focus in on verse 24 today. Therefore, whosoever heareth these things, these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Bow your heads with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you this morning for this time to come and to share your word. We thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit right now via the internet. And Lord, we just ask that your spirit prevail. Let me sit down, Lord, and you stand up in me that I may speak a word of truth under the anointing and under the Holy Spirit this morning to your people. In Jesus' name, and you can lift your hands and say amen. Today, in the midst of everything that's going on, you can see we're having service in a different manner. But even though we're not in the same building with one another, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, has no boundaries. The Holy Spirit is there, and I feel the presence of the Lord right now connecting each and every one of us. And in the midst of this coronavirus, in the midst of schools and everything closing, in the midst of the turmoil that's going on, in the midst of everything today, I just want the saints of God to know that God is able. And God is never going to leave his children. And it was laid upon me today just to talk just a little bit about Psalm 91 and then over in Matthew. And I won't be before you long today. When we look at Psalm 91, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And if I could just use for a subject today, I'm going to pose it to you in a manner of a question. And that question is, where do you dwell? Where do you dwell? Because where you dwell makes all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. For those of you who may be familiar with real estate, it's all about location, location, location. And when we look at this word today, dwell, it means to sit down, to settle, to remain, to inhabit that particular location. And when we go in to find a house, location, 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 where you dwell makes all the difference. Why? Because the location, and I'm just going to be real, just like I'm in the sanctuary, makes all the difference. You know, depending on which side of the tracks you live on can affect your property value. Location makes all the difference. The buying price, the asking price, even property taxes depends on where you dwell. The where you dwell also affects your school selection. Where you're zoned, where you the crime rate, the amenities, even the parks, the libraries, the restaurants. When it looks at a house, your location can affect the quality of your life. The neighbors you're surrounded with, the influx of traffic. And also when you look at your dwelling place, I came from Matthew. When it talked about the man that built his house on a rock and the other built it on sand, your dwelling place also depends on the quality of the materials that's used to build it. You know, there are building codes that have to be followed. And we live here in Florida, and we have hurricanes and different types of winds. In some areas of the country, you have floods, so you have to have protection against floods. You even have to have flood insurance. But the type of materials used makes all the difference, because when you enter into that dwelling, you have to be able to withstand the wind, the rain, and all of that in that particular dwelling. Your house is a sense of protection. Your house is your dwelling place. And for my young people that may be listening today, you know, I always try to make it plain for the young one to understand when we're talking about where you dwell. Because Christians today, saints of God, we need to dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. You see, young people, I know when you were growing up, when we talk about the types of materials and where you dwell, they always gave us this story of the three little pigs. And one built his house out of straw, the other with twigs and sticks, and the other with brick. And as you can see, progressively, that structure got stronger. And even they went in, and the enemy, like the wolf enemy, came and he blew the first one down, the second one down. But he had a hard time with the third one because of the material of that dwelling place. And just stay with me. It'll make sense in a little bit, that dwelling place. But even the brick, the enemy tried to find an entrance. And the entrance in that little nursery rhyme was the fireplace. And the enemy came down, you know, came down the fireplace. But I'm reminded of the scripture that says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against them in your dwelling place. And so even though the enemy in that nursery rhyme found a way to come down the chimney, but the Lord placed it in the heart to have a pot of boiling water. And that was a standard that was lifted up against them. And that standard is salvation, the ability to be saved. And the enemy got into the pot of water and was boiled where they dwelled, for my young people. So you get an understanding. The dwelling place was there, and the salvation of the Lord came by way of the boiling water. Now, to make it plain, the salvation saving us during this time will come from where we dwell. Do you dwell under the shadow of the Almighty? And I want to look at dwelling even from the standpoint of your mind. Where does your mind sit? What sits on the inside of your mind? What do you allow to remain in your mind, to settle in your mind? Is it the ways of the world, those things on television, or is it the Word of God? Because if your mind rests and dwells on the Word of God, and that Word is on the inside of you, you will be able to weather any type of storm. Where do you dwell? Even for my collegiate folk today on Collegiate Sunday, I'm going to use dwell in the sense of, where do you hang out? Where are your locations? I'm going to tell you, like Grandma used to say, you can't eat from everybody's table. You can't eat everybody's cooking. Where do you sit down and put up your feet? It makes a difference where you dwell. Where you dwell when it comes to your studies. Are you dwelling in the library where it's nice and quiet, where you can comprehend? Are you trying to dwell in a place where there's noise going on and you can't even study? Where you dwell makes a difference. And so where am I going with this? In the book of Matthew, when we looked at that scripture, Jesus was talking to them and saying, look, what you use to build your house and the foundation that you build it upon makes a difference. It makes a difference because he said that man, that woman that builds his house upon the rock, and that rock himself is Jesus, is the very foundation, the Word of God. If your foundation, if your house is built on the Word of God, the wind can come, the rivers can overflow, but nothing can shake your house. Nothing can shake your dwelling because it's built upon that rock, and that rock is Jesus. But if your house is built on sand, it won't be able to save you. The flood will come in and you'll roll over right off the foundation. And that's what's happening today when we look at what's going on with this coronavirus. Saints of God, and I'm not saying Christians, I'm saying saints of God, we must understand when we look at Psalm 91, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Who is God speaking to? And who will God protect? And this verse of scripture is all about the protection of the Almighty God. He who dwells, who is the he? It is us. The saints, we must make a conscious choice, a conscious effort to do that which is right, to stay in the way of holiness, to stay under God's teaching, to stay under his word, and let the word of God saturate our hearts and minds. God is saying in Psalm 91 that he will protect those that dwell in him. If his words abide in you and you abide in him, God is guaranteed to protect you regardless of the situation. Can I get somebody this morning just to lift your hands and say amen? You see, dwell. That means to sit. He says, if you dwell where? In the secret place. Oh my God, of the Most High. Who is the Most High? He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. But now, where is that secret place? A secret place is a place, one that can't be found. A secret place is often a place that is hidden. You can't find it. We used to play hide and seek when you were a child. And if you had a good place, nobody could ever find you because it was your secret place. And God is saying today that if you dwell in my secret place, where is it? My first secret place is in my word. Because if you dwell in my word, you won't be able to be found. Because you'll be so wrapped up and tied up and close and connected to me that you'll understand that you can just speak a word to your situation and nothing will hurt you. The secret place. A difficult place to find. It could be your 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. prayer room time. Your secret place where you call out to God and nobody else is there. It is your secret place. That secret place is top secret. It's just between you and God. And in order to have your secret place in God, you have to be connected to him. You have to first be a child of God. You have to be willing to spend some time with God. You have to be willing to get on your knees and pray. And sometimes, like now, God is calling and forcing some of us into a secret place. We want to get into that secret place to have a connection with God. Hallelujah. A place of secret is where you can withdraw from the cares of this world. A secret place is where you can spend some time with God and just pour out your heart unto him and let him know, God, I feel a little distressed. I feel a little bit perplexed. I feel like I'm not going to make it. And if you're in that secret place to God, with God, he'll speak back to you and say, "It's all right, my child. It's all right, my daughter. All I need you to do is to just put your trust in me." And guess what? Not only do you find yourself in the secret place, but ask yourself this question. When I look at this, the scripture, it says, in the secret place of the Most High. Who owns this dwelling? It is the Most High God who owns this dwelling. In the secret place of the Most High God. If you dwell in a place with God, if God be for you, who can be against you? If you're dwelling in the place with God, you have a hedge of protection around you, and nothing can come in unless God allows it. Can I get someone to just wave your hands and tell God thank you? God is the owner of that secret place. And if you can just find yourself there, and you get into that secret place, when you get there, you'll understand that God will place you under his wings. You got to understand, and I know somebody in here who lived on a farm sometime and noticed how when the chickens get the little bitties and they put them under their wings and for protection, that is what God is saying to you, that if you dwell in my secret place, I'm going to put a covering, an anointing around you. He didn't say you're not going to feel some pain. He didn't say you're not going to experience some of the downpouring of this coronavirus. He didn't say you wouldn't be affected by it, but he did say that I'm going to protect you from it. You may be impacted, but my God says it won't come nigh your dwelling, but you got to put your trust in him. Can somebody just say hallelujah? Glory to God. And if you're dwelling in this secret place with God, and he is the one that owns this dwelling, and he is the one that's protecting it, and guess what? There's no need for you to fear. There, verse 5 say, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. This virus may have taken some people unaware, but God fully knew and was fully aware that it was going to be here. But all he's saying is for my saints, those who trust and believe in me, he's asking you the question, where do you dwell? If you got so beside yourself and you decided to leave home and leave the dwelling, God is saying today, come back to me, my child. You come back and dwell with me, because in the midst of this, you're going to need me. You're going to need me to help you. You're going to need me to protect you. You're going to need me to provide for you in the midst of this storm, because he says, I am that rock. Hallelujah. Where do you dwell? Verse 9, he said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. But what I like is verse 15. If you're dwelling in his secret place, he says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver and honor him. I'm here to tell you right now, your deliverance in the midst of this trouble is in your secret place and calling on the name of the Lord thy God right now. You need to call on him and put him in remembrance of his promises. He said, oh, the Lord shall provide all my needs according to his riches in glory. The Lord shall take care of me. He says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beggeth bread. If you want to know, just call on him right now. All you got to do is just say, Jesus. I'm reminded of Peter when he was walking on the water. He kept his eyes on God, but he got distracted with the things going on around him. And when he began to sink, he understood he was under the wind, and he just said, Lord, save me. That's all we have to do today in the midst of everything that's going on, is say, Lord, save me. And who has the right to say, Lord, save me? Those who are dwelling in the secret place. Those who are connected with God Almighty. Those who have the anointing of God and the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of them. God is saying to his people today that if you are in the right secret place and you're dwelling with me, you're about to be able to do good things. You're about to be able to do great things, because the world is looking at you. Because you say you dwell with me, the world is looking for you to solutions. The world is looking to you for peace. And they're going to ask you, well, how can you be so calm in the midst of this storm? You could tell them that I have a God that is able to speak to the wind and say, peace, be still. And I have a God in whom I trust and in whose word I dwell, that said he will keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on them. If your mind is stayed on God in the midst of every report that comes out on CNN, all I can say is you'll have peace. If you are with God and dwelling with him, every report that comes out, you'll still have peace. If you're with God when they shut down any and everything, you'll still have peace. And the world's going to say, how can I have some of that peace? And then all you got to do is tell them that Jesus said, my peace, I give it unto you, not as the world give. And then you said, if you want some of the peace that I have, all you got to do is trust in the name of Jesus. No other name by which men might be saved. If you want peace, just know Jesus. We're going to be used today in this time to give people peace and hope. But the hope is not in man, and that hope is not in the government. That hope is in the Almighty God who made heaven and earth. Oh, God, I feel your presence right now. I feel your anointing, your Holy Spirit. He's saying, my people, just hold on right now. Just hold on. We may be going through the fire. But he said, just remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I was walking around with them, and when they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. You may lose a few things, but he said, like Job, I'm going to give it back to you so that this world will know that I'm still on the throne. I sit high and I look low. God is saying today, just dwell in my secret place. If you dwell in my secret place, everything will be all right. Where do you dwell? If you like prayer, I'm going to pray right now. If you have any special prayer request, anything, just put it on your mind right now. Because God is able to deliver. God is able to do it right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now just to give you praise and to give you glory and to say thank you for allowing us the technology to have a service today, Lord. You said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. And you made yourself known and you made that manifest today. And now, God, in the name of Jesus, everybody that's connected to this service today, Lord, bless them in a mighty way, in a special way right now. Cover them under the blood during this crisis. Meet any and every need that they need right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God, I'm calling on you right now as Moses stood as an intercessor for the children of Israel. I stand now as an intercessor for this country and for this nation, God. Heal our land right now in the name of Jesus. God, give us the strength and the power to endure. And give us the word to endure. Lord, wake us up so that we can pray and get into our secret place. If there's anyone that's sick right now under the sound of my voice, Lord, heal and touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Heal, deliver, and set free, Lord. And God be with them as we go out the rest of this day, Lord. Stay the hand of death. Stay the hand of accidents, Lord. Just keep them in perfect peace and help them to understand that as long as they dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, everything is going to be all right. It won't be easy, but it's going to be all right. In Jesus' name, and let all the people of God say amen.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.